Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. The word perfect, if only everything was. I honestly don't like that word. The word perfect to me is something that maybe should be removed from the dictionary. You may have heard me say that before. When we do think about perfection over progress, we can, as leaders and business owners, end up setting standards too high for ourselves or organizations, even our teams. It may mean that we never actually get to where we want to go or finish that project on time without stress and overworking employees and people feeling really low about their capabilities because it's never perfect. Perfection can kill momentum in the organizations and workplaces. So today, I do want to share a few tips about what you can do to move beyond the perfectionist to focusing on progression while still having some amazing outcomes. So the first thing is to remember that getting things done sometimes is better than waiting for things to be absolutely perfect. If you're dealing, for example, with some major change and you're chasing after that perfection, you could have the potential to lose any of the buy-in that you had with those people who are helping you with the change. If you lose buy-in from people because you're chasing perfect, it means that nobody else is going to follow. What you do instead here is we test something, we learn from what went well and what didn't, and we adjust it again. But don't go for perfection, go for momentum when we're especially around change. Let's also remember that perfectionism can absolutely kill creativity and innovation. If people are tired of making quote unquote mistakes or always being disapproved and being told it's not good enough, they can stop taking those creative risks or stop being creative or bringing up new ideas and solutions to you. Because they're so now afraid of making mistakes or not being good enough that their momentum has gone down. In these cases, we want to have ourselves, but also, you know, encourage that learn as you go mindset. That it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay for it not to be perfect. What can you do to do that? Well, you have to lead by example. As leaders, we're not perfect. I've said this many times. We don't know everything. We are going to make mistakes. It is okay to show your imperfections. You need to admit when you don't know what you don't know, or if you don't have all the answers. Even sharing, you know, things that happened in the past with your team so that you can build the trust and that mindset of growth within your team or your organization rather than the perfectionist attitudes that can come. We also really need to consider celebrating our progress as we go and not the final outcome. It's important to celebrate that final outcome when you finally moved forward. But if we don't celebrate progress, again, we can lose that momentum, or people who are trying to be perfect for you will stop being so creative because there's so many delays and so many times that it's been sent back that eventually the project may not mean anything to them. So instead of, you know, waiting till the end to celebrate, which you should also do, try in the meantime having small celebratory wins, something like, I appreciate you handling all those challenges that came along, you know, throughout the project, whatever that looks like. Let's celebrate along the way so we keep momentum going. And remember, mistakes are okay. And we need to make sure people are willing to move forward. So instead of looking at something as a question such as, how do we make this perfect? How do we make this flawless? Consider something else with your employees, such as, what is that next best step we can take? It's not about perfection, it's about progress. When we look at progress, that can actually lead to results, where perfection can, as I said, lead to frustration, people giving up, even people just tired of waiting for things. As a leader, you set the tone by valuing what they're doing as they go, by valuing the action, by helping everybody learn from the mistakes that we make so we can improve as we go, but not as a flaw, as an actual mistake or failure. Always remember the quote that I created years ago that I stick with and still believe today, even though it's my own quote. Failure is transformational. Listen to it, learn from it, grow because of it. The word perfect is not in that quote anywhere. It's about taking what didn't work well and learning from it and having a growth mindset to go forward. So remember, progress over perfection can help you move your organization forward, keep your employees motivated, and encourage creativity. That's all I want to say about this today. Feel free to, share this with another leader if you find that there is somebody who's a bit of a perfectionist out there. Perfectionism sometimes needs to come in, but most cases, progress is more important in organizations. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to build strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for information on our programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.